How much would a tank? How much does a tank cost?
I think $20,000 to $50,000.
That's like not terrible though. Like, there's some cars that cost more than that.
Yeah, well, it depends on the quality of the tank, and obviously it's a decommissioned tank.
Mm.
Like, you can't own the gun on it.
You can't. It's God's gun.
Yeah, he's not gonna sell it to you,
and he ain't gonna give it to you.
I record now.
I close windows. You're recording right now?
Yeah. Was I not supposed to?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Well, we're recording. There was some bumping going on.
I'm trying to look for a thing I sent myself the other day.
Oh, well, you know, we can record and wait. How about this? We drive.
Sure. Oh, man. Hang on. Let me just look at the thing real quick. Don't do that.
Apropos of nothing.
What does that mean?
It has nothing to do with anything.
What apropos means it has something to do with?
It's like appropriate, but it's a slightly different grammatical construct. This is Sitsock, everybody.
Hey, I'm Kyle.
This is Kendrick explaining what apropos means, but...
So he uses apropos in Infinity War, and I was like, what? What the fuck is this? All right, are you ready? I came up with this activity during work yesterday. Activity.
Activity.
Have we ever checked the levels of this new setup?
We have not.
Okie dokie.
Would you like to?
No.
Well, because for the record, all of our attempts to set levels historically have been a complete waste of time.
Okay, yeah.
Because I either have to adjust it or I don't. And cool. To be completely honest, I don't.
Okay, so I have created a new segment.
Okay.
For you and anybody else that's in the car, which there's not an Amy in the back this time either.
She hates you and me.
Mm-hmm. And how?
I understand why she hates me. I don't know why she hates you.
It's because she has to live with me.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
So, I can't think of a good name for this segment, but...
Butt stuff.
I was going to call it Bullfax.
I was pretty close to it.
Originally, it was just called Factor Fiction. Or I was going to say Factor Bullshit, but I think Bullfax is what
Do you want to, like, make a sound effect for it?
Bullfax!
Ah!
So, I have here... I have created or discovered about 20 different facts... And you have to tell me if this fact is true or false based off of my research on the internet.
So we're just straight ripping off other things now.
Yeah.
Good.
Because we don't have anything else to do.
I guess that's true.
But this one is weird state legality stuff. So this is a basic one. Some pretty funny stuff in here. We've never done this before as far as state laws.
We have.
Oh, yeah, have we?
But it's been a long time. Not in this format.
What do we do?
I think we just talked about weird state laws.
Oh, how do we look those up?
I'm pretty sure the same way.
It wasn't a listicle, right?
Well, you know what? Let's go with no.
Okay.
Why the fuck not?
All right. So, I actually have most of these that are true have links to their government websites that show these things. Uh-huh. So, it's actually interesting how many things are legal or illegal. Okay. So, number one. In Alabama... It is illegal to impersonate a member of the clergy and could possibly result in jail time. A clergy, I assume, means the Judeo-Christian clergy.
I mean,
I don't really know.
Probably any recognized clergy. Interesting. I'd have to go with true.
Ding, 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 ding! Yeah, it is correct. In Alabama, you cannot impersonate a member of the clergy, and it could result in jail time. And... It could even result in, if you don't do it hard enough, I guess, a $500 fine.
So if you... Is that legal anywhere else?
I don't know. This one was just about Alabama.
Well, I mean, I feel like that... I could see where you might want that kind of law in the books elsewhere, especially if you have, you know, special dispensations given to members of the clergy.
Yeah. See, I was just thinking, you know, like, putting up a tent and, you know, going to preach. But I didn't think about the, you know, economic manipulations or machinations that can happen there.
But I feel like that's probably not the same thing. I guess it's more like sneaking into a church with a collar.
Yeah. I don't know.
I guess it's fraud either way, really. I guess.
But, like, it seems like a weird fraud. Like, I guess if you're doing it for, like, tax evasion reasons or money or something like that, yeah, right, it's fraud.
You have to remember these laws always come from something happening.
Yeah.
So...
That's true.
And the more fun story for me would be to find why that became a law.
Speaking of things that would happen to make laws, in Boulder, Colorado, you cannot freely roll boulders around town or move boulders around town unless you're in a specified area called the Boulder Park.
Not true.
False?
I think it's false.
It is false. I made up the Boulder Park stuff because it sounded funny. But yeah.
I was going to go with true just because anything that's a law is probably a law in Boulder.
You cannot roll around boulders or otherwise move rocks of large types in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, so I was wrong. Except the boulder.
No, because I said the boulder parks part, which it makes it false. So they're going to get tricky. They're tricky.
You're tricking me. Because I remember hearing, I feel like I've heard some of that before, but I know there isn't a boulder park where you can roll boulder.
No, not yet, but... You know, Sitsock is starting to brand stuff we're not making.
It's
now,
true, so but I would wager you would never. They would never allow the permits necessary to create Boulder Park.
Why don't we do it on the Boulder outskirts?
We could do it in everywhere. In the civilized world outside Boulder.
Yeah, outside the bubble.
Yeah,
maybe not outside the bubble, but outside the city limits. Okay.
In the bubble halo.
Where we all work. Right. Okay, this one is in Maine. It is illegal to yell obscenities when you are within shouting distance of a person while driving.
Ooh. Within shouting distance of a person while driving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess true.
That is true. I'm really bad at this. You can do it all you want as long as you can't hear anybody. So if you know you see those deaf kid signs on the road, shout away.
I'll go nuts.
Boom. So deaf kid joke.
I'll tell you my strategy. Maybe it'll help you change as we go. I'm thinking about the lawsuit that led to the law.
Okay.
I'm thinking about what situation led to somebody deciding that they needed to campaign for the law and push
for
the law.
Well, some of these are going to be interesting to think about the story then.
So,
because this next one, in Arizona, anyone who owns a pig can use them for trash disposal. There you go.
I mean, okay.
How's your theory work now? Let's see.
I'm going to go with true.
That is actually false. You can only feed them household garbage unless you have a permit to feed them general garbage. So so
hold up.
Yeah. Carry on. Was
Arizona?
Yes, Arizona.
So there's a department in Arizona at what I'm assuming is the state level that has to process applications for people to feed garbage to their pigs.
That is not household garbage, yes. So household garbage, I assume, being anything made from one household, and if the household owns that pig, they can feed it that garbage. But you cannot use pigs in bulk for mass garbage processing.
Without a permit.
Without a permit. And
I wonder what that enforcement methodology looks like.
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing. I saw this one and I was like, who was the first person to try this?
What poor bastard on the state troopers gets picked for pig disposal enforcement duty? Like, you gotta piss somebody off to be in charge of that.
Yep, and I thought that was very strange. You're like, you're on pig duty. You're like, what do you mean? Like, you have to go around and make sure people aren't feeding garbage to their pigs that they're not generating within their own household.
Aw, man. Aww. No, you're on pig duty. No, I didn't step in anything.
Oh, I get it. It's a poop joke.
Poop joke.
All right. You cannot be arrested in Ohio on a Sunday.
That can't be true.
It is true. And this, I literally quoted the law verbatim from the website, because from the Ohio State Law website. It says, no person shall be arrested during a sitting of the Senate, House, or Representatives within the walls where such session is being held, or in any court of justice during the sitting of court, or on a Sunday, or on the 4th day of July. And I thought that was very strange.
Was that?
And I couldn't find... Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Is that Congress can't be arrested on a Sunday?
It says no person. So this is why I wanted to talk about this one, because while it may not be true, it was true with the context of how I was reading this quote directly from the site. That was the Ohio State Law site. And I was like, this is insane. That means that you can't be arrested for a crime on a Sunday. I guess they just arrest you the next day?
I feel like someone must be misreading that statute.
It says, yeah, no person shall be arrested during a sitting of the Senate or House of Representatives within the walls where such session is being held, or in a court of justice or during the same sitting of court, or on a Sunday, or on the 4th of July.
I feel like there must be some unintentional clause mapping on there that's like...
And the funny part was, this was its own thing on the website. It was its own clause about this in its own section. And I was like, that's insane. That is insanity. That is so crazy to me. And I put the link to the site.
I mean...
That you can go look at. I thought that was so strange.
I'd have... Okay, that doesn't sound right at all.
I know.
But that's state law, right?
Yeah, that's state
law. So you could get picked up by the county sheriff or the city or the feds.
You're right,
So
I'm thinking, I guess all of these laws are state-specific laws. Of course, federal laws could override these laws, so...
And county laws could trump them,
yes.
too, so... So the stadies can't pick you up, but they just call a sheriff over and he puts
like,
you in.
Hey, Bernie, can you come down here and arrest this guy?
Well, I guess that's the thing is how often, state law enforcement, that's actually a good question. how often do state law enforcement officials arrest people?
I don't know. That's a good, that is a good question. Answer in the comments, state law enforcement.
Yeah, anybody who knows that, because, you know, a lot of the people making arrests are usually, like, sheriffs, right?
I think so. I don't know much about that
stuff. So county or city? I guess, yeah, most of the state troopers, at least the ones I know of, at least state police are mostly, like, just busted people for speeding tickets.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting paradigm here, because a lot of these laws would be enforced by the, at the state level, so I don't know. We could always tell.
Anywho.
In California, you cannot eat any frog that dies when the frog is owned for frog jumping contest purposes.
In where?
California.
Ooh. Another wild card. I'm going to go with true.
That is, in fact, true. But you can own as many frog-jumping frogs as you want. You just can't eat them when they die.
So, again, when you have these outlandish ones, the other metric is this something someone just pushed through because who the fuck cares and why would they vote no on it?
I did think of that, and so I had to come up with a few crazy outlandish ones on my own.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that one is true. You can't actually, if you can just buy frogs to eat them, but you can't, if you use them for gambling, which is frog jumping, and there's, like, very specific clauses in the law about this. It's like, if you use them for a contest in which the frogs are being bet on or something like that, you cannot eat them if they die, after they die.
Can you raise and own frogs to eat them?
I didn't read that part.
So, my guess here is that they made it illegal to own frogs. Like, someone said, okay, people are eating frogs, we have to stop this. So they said, we'll make it illegal to own frogs, people won't eat them. And then all of a sudden the frog people are like, no. And they're like, okay, well, you can have them then if you're using them for competition. And then everyone went back to eating frogs because they're like, no, they're competition frogs. And then it became like, okay.
It's like you eat the greyhounds, right, after they're done racing.
Well, so revision four was, okay, so you can have them for racing, jumping, betting, but you can't eat them. And then you're like left with this, what the hell just happened?
Like, I'm sorry, what? Where are we now? Yeah. We can't eat frogs, but we can't have the frogs.
All of a sudden I care about this. What's going on?
All right, if you disturb a church service in Mississippi, you can get placed under arrest.
I'm gonna guess true.
That is true. It's citizen's arrest, though. So,
oh, interesting.
But yeah, so I thought that was a weird one because they specifically said citizen's arrest. Like, you can be placed under a citizen's arrest if you disturb church. And the weirdest thing about these laws, and the weirdest thing about laws in general, is they're all very fucking vague as far as what disturb means.
Yeah.
Or, like, what to do X means. They're like, don't do it. And you're like, well, what if I do this? And you're like, just don't do it, man.
A lot of those are so that it's at the judgment of court. Like, so they can decide contextually. Like, is that guy being unnecessarily loud as a noise pollution, or is he just on a road?
Yeah.
Right here, he's on a road. If he was idling out right outside someone's house, maybe they'd have to call him on that.
Yep.
That's sort of like context, bro.
Mm-hmm. All right. In Illinois, it is illegal to fall asleep in a cheese shop.
False.
It's actually true.
Wow.
It's illegal to fall asleep in any kind of food place because it's covered under the Sanitary Food Preparation Act. It's one of the things you're not allowed to do around like food preparation areas.
See, you're tricking me up with these high levels of specificity. I like it.
Yeah. I thought a little bit about it, but not too much, because I didn't want to hurt myself.
That's good.
So you've only missed two so far. That's good. In Hawaii, you cannot have more than one drink on the beach at a time.
False.
It is. Wait a second. Yeah, it is false. You can't have any drinks on the beach at a time. Because they I guess they outlawed it because of, like, pollution reasons.
Makes sense.
And glass in the beach. It, like, that can be really bad for tourism.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, like, a lot of people, I guess they said, were trying to, like, be in the ocean instead of on the beach, and you can still get arrested for that. So don't think that the ocean's safe just because it's God's ocean, man. In Kansas, it is illegal to sell dyed chicks around Easter time.
In Kansas?
Yep.
It is illegal to sell dyed
chicks. Like, I guess this was a thing I didn't know about. Some states, whether it's Kansas or not, I'm not going to tell you, allow you to dye little chickies. And sell them around Easter. Or, I guess, any time, really, but...
And
like, these are living chicks.
The claim is that it is illegal to do this.
In Kansas. Yes.
I'm gonna go with... false.
It is, because you can sell them as long as you're selling a set of six of them. So, this law was really cool to read because it's not just chicks. It's various other poultry and rabbits, right? So, you can sell six chicks dyed any color at any age, a rabbit that's a certain size, or any other large poultry that's under a certain size that's been dyed. I wish everybody can see Kendrick's face right now, and he's doing this. It's amazing to me.
That's a stumper. That's impressive. I got no fucking idea. All right. By that thing.
This one, I had trouble verifying, so good luck. In South Dakota, you can launch missiles with a permit.
Interesting. No detail about, like, what a missile is.
Not that I'm going to tell you for the purposes of this.
Okay. In South Dakota?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with true.
It is true. You need a permit from the Division of Commerce to launch missiles in South Dakota.
Yeah.
There's a big missile museum in South Dakota.
Yeah, there it is.
You knew that?
I did. I think I drove past it once.
This next one I saw a really funny picture for. Minnesota has a law against greasing up pigs and chasing them unless you have a permit.
Grease me up, woman! True.
It's actually false. You can't get do it at all. Not even with a permit.
Nice.
You're not allowed to throw turkeys or chickens in the air without the intent to catch them either.
Without the intent to catch them. I like that little writer on the end, like, we'll never get the Republicans to agree unless we give them a...
We have to make it so that they can be catched. Caught?
You can throw them if you're going to catch them, but not if you're just going to throw them around willy-nilly. Okay. See, I got excited again at the concept of being at that department. The department that's in charge
of like enforcing
assigning licenses and enforcing compliance of licensed greased pig wrestling like competitions.
Envisioning that state too, like Minnesota, right? The state of Minnesota. Like, what other shit happens in Minnesota?
Weird shit, man.
Apparently,
it gets like, cold up there. Right? They got nothing better to do.
Is it like Fargo takes place in Minnesota?
Fargo's in South Dakota.
Oh, is it
North Dakota? It's in one of the
maybe
Dakotas.
North Dakota, yeah. Anyway, in New Mexico, is it illegal to misuse the national and state anthem?
Misuse? In New Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
I was a special individual walking around. false.
It's true, but they don't define misuse, so good luck. That's another one of those ones where in the law it says, don't misuse this, and you're like, well, what if I parody it? And they're like, we'll see how good the parody is and how much money the state can make off of it. That's those fishy one. I was like, ugh, I don't like that.
I'm just going to get over here.
I don't like it. Why don't you don't want to deal with that guy?
I don't want to deal with that guy. I don't like him. He pisses me off.
He pissed me off once.
Wow.
All right. In Alaska, you can hunt without a license if and only if you hunt with the intent to eat.
True.
It's false. You still need a license.
Damn. But the license has got to be easy to get. It's Alaska.
Yeah, it's...
They issue a license upon moving in. What's your address? Just looking for AO.
Here's your
everybody.
Free license. Take them all. No. Fish.
It's AK.
Caribou.
Shit, what is Alaska's?
Yeah, it's AK, I think. No, that's Arkansas. AL?
Alabama.
No, AS is Arkansas. I think AK is Alaska. AK.
So they're going down there looking for the AK. Okay, we're good.
In Oklahoma, you cannot make your own wooden pencils.
Cannot make your own wooden pencils. That's fake.
Yeah, that is fake. But you cannot make glue from dead things in Oklahoma.
I believe that.
Yeah, they like have a law that specifically states that you can't
use...
I could
just see some Jethro's roadside glue stand, and then someone found out what was going on. They're like, okay, we got to ban this.
This is bad. We don't want... So it was weird, because the law specified, like, regular stuff you might make glue out of, like hides and carcasses and like hoofs and shit.
Yeah.
And then it specifically listed two species of skunk that you can't make glue out of. Like a green mountain skunk and like a regular black-tailed skunk. And it was like, what?
Yeah, I don't want to know why this is happening.
In Rhode Island, you cannot speed test your horse.
You cannot speed test your horse?
Yeah, like I think that would be the equivalent of like, you're getting on the open road and like just jamming on your pedal to see how fast your car can go with the horse.
I'm gonna go with true.
That is true. This is the direct quote from their like state website. Every person who shall drive any horse in any public highways for the purposes of racing or trying the speed of the horse shall be fined no more than $20 or imprisoned not exceeding 10 days.
That's an old law.
Isn't it? $20. You think you can hack it? Like, can you find $20?
$20 or 10 days in jail. I think I know what I'm going to go with, sir.
I pick the $20. Like, you don't get to pick. We decide. And you're like, damn it. I fundamentally misunderstood this.
I am not in possession of a law degree.
Barry, why can't you make it to work? I was speed testing my horse and they gave me jail time instead of a fine. Okay. In Florida, you can fire small arms in your backyard without a permit or license.
My gut reaction is no, but it is Florida. So, actually, wait, because that's true of Colorado.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with true.
It is true.
Yeah, because Colorado, you can do that, but almost every county and city jurisdiction prevents you.
With the
exception of things like park.
I said, is that really surprising, though? Because half the shit we talk about in this podcast that comes from Florida is, like, way more intense than being able to shoot your guns in your backyard.
Yeah. So in Colorado, you can discharge a firearm as long as you're not near or face or towards an inhabited structure, and you're not under the influence of any, or under any influence of any narcotics.
That's pretty sweet, actually. Yeah.
There's one other one.
That's why you do it at your parents' house.
Yeah. Okay. So that's actually completely legal. We just have to make sure we check if there's a fire ban on, because Park County has fire bans. Mm. And when there's a fire ban on, you can't shoot jacketed rounds, which is kind of weird to me. So theoretically, we could shoot lead rounds.
Like ball and
yeah, or rounds? Uncoppered rounds that you could get them.
Okay.
But they're not. Yeah. But what's funny is that means I could technically then be discharging my black powder pistol, which shoots flames out the side of it.
And yeah, that thought that was weird, too. Smoke out
the
front
during the fire ban.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fire that, like, 100 times, and it looks like there's a fire anyway?
Yeah.
All right, next one. You cannot eat human flesh in Utah. It is illegal to eat human flesh in Utah.
It's illegal?
Mm-hmm.
True.
Actually, it's false. There's no laws in the United States that say you cannot eat human flesh, but there's laws against things like necrophilia and desecration of a corpse and murder. I guess so they were thinking that would cover it.
Yeah, you're kind of like, we should never need this.
So you're like, I got this human flesh. I don't know how I got it, but I sure as shit can eat it.
I think that's a manslaughter.
But if they can't prove that you killed someone, you're good to eat the flesh.
That's one of those, like, I guess, but no one's inviting you to the barbecue.
Yeah, the thing made it a point to say, all the ways you get human flesh are legal, like desecration of a corpse, but if you can get it, you can eat it. So, yeah, there you go.
Well, so that's now true, but at one time it was illegal in the territory of Colorado.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because alpaca got busted for it.
Oh, okay, that's right.
So,
that's right.
But that was territory.
Maybe they
felt it was more necessary to have anti-cannibalism.
And maybe this one's a federal law.
That was not a way you're supposed to be able to
follow your heart, man. Roads are just like guidelines.
I hate people, especially when they're on a different number of wheels than me. Like, they're just driving through the parking lot.
Dude, he's not you, okay?
Look at him. He doesn't give a fuck.
Good judging. Look at that kid. They're walking through a parking lot.
Yeah, that's because the child is attached to her mother.
All right.
And that guy was just cutting through the park, and it looks like...
He just went...
I think he was just trying to avoid the light for the left turn.
That's a bad way to go, because, like, this is quicker than that light.
No, he went.
Oh, he didn't even care about the red light?
No, he didn't stop. There wasn't a red light. I think he just stopped at pulled onto the street and pulled another illegal left turn.
No, he's still there.
Is he? I thought I saw him pull out.
All right. You cannot drive barefoot in Montana.
True.
Is it illegal? No, it's false. There's no laws against driving barefoot in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah. I thought there was, too. But apparently there's not.
At what level, though? Like,
I guess there's no state. Maybe there's no federal laws against it.
Or state laws in Montana.
Mm-hmm. 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 So drive barefoot. All you want. Follow your heart.
I guess it's just like a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, it's like an incredibly dumb thing to do. Wyoming allows corporal punishment in schools.
True.
That is true. I said, don't be a dick, I guess. I actually had to look up, like, the definition of corporal punishment after that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, does that mean that, like, kids can be, like, executed in Wyoming schools?
Yeah, people kind of blew that term out of proportion. 20th century.
And I'm a child of social media, so all I know is things that I learned on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I don't suggest it, though.
I wouldn't recommend it.
All right, last one.
It's kind of like the symbol that's a circle with a vertical line and then the two diagonal lines coming down. You know that one that people always have on stuff?
Like the anarchy symbol?
No, the other one. It's like a vertical line.
Like the...
And kind of like that one, but they call it... They have a term for it, and you know exactly what the term is, but I'm avoiding using it intentionally.
Pentagram.
Nope. It's a P word that you just see, like the peace sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that symbol actually is?
Are you talking about the peace sign?
The peace sign.
No, I don't know.
That's not peace.
What is it?
Nuclear disarmament.
Cool.
It's the semaphore for N and D.
Oh, okay.
Combined.
Okay.
So that actually stands for nuclear disarmament.
Oh, I'm trying to remember the peace sign now, and I can't remember it.
Yep. So. What
the fuck is it? You're right. Because it's like the half triangle inside of the circle that has the line through. Yeah, okay. Like that.
It doesn't mean peace. It means nuclear disarmament.
I mean, that is kind of peace, I guess.
Kind of, but really the mass number of dangerous and terrible wars we've had have not been with nukes. So it's just one of those things where, like, it meanings
but it's always
are
there.
Wiggly. So anyway, continue.
All right, last one. You can own a tank in any U.S. state.
Yes, true.
It is true.
You can own
and
a tank.
So welcome to the Sitsock branded tank. You can own them.
Spitting in the tank of consciousness. Sit talk.
I thought there was already... Yeah, sit talk. I think a Sitsock branded tank would be cool.
I'd buy one.
Would you?
No.
How much does a tank cost?
I think $20,000 to $50,000.
That's, like, not terrible, though. Like, there's some cars that cost more than that.
Yeah, well, it depends on the quality of the tank. And obviously, it's a decommissioned tank.
Mm.
Like, you can't own the gun on it.
You can't. It's God's gun.
Yeah, he's not going to sell it to you.
And he ain't going to give it to you.
No, there's a... I've seen a couple of them in news articles. I haven't seen one, but it is technically... There's technically nothing illegal about the tank so much as the guns on it or any of the armament. Like, if you have active shields, those are technically explosives. You can't have that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you strip all that out, you can own a tank. You can't necessarily drive it on the road.
I wouldn't think so.
Unless you get the right kind of permit for it. And I think it is possible... to get a license plate for a tank if you go for, like, a special rebuild kind of thing.
Sure.
But I can't imagine that you'd really want to, because you probably have to pull treads off and put tires on it and everything, and mm-hmm. eventually now you just have a tank.
No, you don't really have a tank anymore, which just kind of defeats the purpose.
Theoretically, you can own a tank, and you could drive it a little bit. You can drive it 5 miles on 40 gallons.
Farmland, you could,
gallons.
Like, drive it all over the place.
You could.
Or, like, at my parents' ranch, we could drive a tank all over the place.
Yeah. But... I think you start to realize that they're really not that fun on their own. Like, they require a lot of work and upkeep. And the reason I know all this stuff, some of this stuff, is because I know that old military gear often gets auctioned off to local police municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they can get armored personnel carriers and shit for their SWAT teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is really cool, and they'll sell it to you for, like, $10,000 or $8,000 or whatever, even though it might have been $100,000 new, but it's all, you know, it's not even burnt out, it's just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, we should get that. And then they realize that each tire costs $8,000 to get later because they're specially made tires and you can only get them from one place and you need to replace them every 2 years or something. And
yeah.
They're like,
uh-oh. Maybe we should have thought about that.
Well, no one ever looks at maintenance costs on those vehicles because they only are ever maintenance by, like, the company that made it. So mm-hmm. imagine if you only could buy tires.
And those are, like, military or, like, state, federal level contracts usually that are,
yeah,
like,
so they're,
paid out.
They are not... They don't really do onesies and twosies.
Yeah.
And then there's not exactly a local mechanic that can work on them.
No. Well, that was our Bullfax segment. If
Bullfax.
You guys liked it, let me know. Kendrick Woo! Did really well. I think he only missed, like, 4. Maybe next time I'll do something. I mean, he probably cares about laws more than I do, because he's in...
I've read a lot of goofy-ass laws.
Apparently worried about breaking them all the time.
It's only about breaking the ones you want, man. It's all about knowing which ones to break.
So, if you hated it, don't say anything and get fucked. If you didn't hate it, let us know, or something like that.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, do that thing.